case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the first weekly podcast.
Yes, we've changed it up a little bit, so we've got more time to do other things. So we're doing a weekly podcast. We're just going to put the best bits of the week. So a bunch of the mini pods that you've already listened to, we're just going to chuck together so you can listen to them all at once.
That's right. And if you haven't heard any of the clips you're about to hear, you're welcome.
Yes.
For us gracing our voices with your ears. And thank you for listening as well.
Yeah. Today on the show, it was Do Anything for a Donation Day, currently raising money for Headspace Ballarat through the push-up challenge. Mm-hmm. We've had a bunch of different tasks. We've still got a couple to go. We're waiting on confirmation on one of them, but we definitely have to go wash a dog.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes. A 40-kilo bull mastiff cross something.
Yeah, which is fine. But what else happened this week?
A lot. What
did we do?
It's been, it was only a 4-day week.
Yeah, that's true.
But I felt like it went, for me anyway, it felt like a long week, but a lot crammed into that week.
Yeah, and I think next week's going to be really busy as well because we're organising. Here in Ballarat, there's a thing, the Winterfest, starting, which is really cool. So we're going to go ice skating next week.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to Sovereign Hill as well to do a bit of filming for some stuff happening there, the Winter Wonderlights.
Yeah, so it's going to be, I'm really excited actually. I'm just going to be super duper busy. And then the week after that, I'm off for like a good couple of weeks, and it is very, I don't know, this is the thing. So I'm getting my tonsils out, which has been a long process to get done. And I either, so the original plan was I'm booked in on a Thursday to get my tonsils out.
Yeah.
The original plan was to like do the show here on a Wednesday, leave, and then drive back to South Australia because that's where I got to get them done. And so that was the original plan. And then obviously borders with COVID and stuff, because we're in Victoria, they all closed. And I was like, but now they've reopened to regional Victoria. As of recording, this is what it is. You're allowed into South Australia if you're from regional Victoria.
Yeah.
But you have to get a COVID test on day one and isolate until it's negative. Mm-hmm. And then you're not meant to go into a high risk setting, which like a hospital and aged care home. But that's where I have to go to get my tonsils removed, is a hospital. So
yeah.
I've got approval for all of that, but because I need to get that day one test done and isolate, I then have to go earlier. So I'm going to leave on the Sunday before, which is just a whole other spanner in the works.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's a lot happening.
Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You've been on the waiting list so long.
I'm going to, we're making this work. And then obviously I've got the whole entire recovery afterwards. So I don't know if it's good or not that like this whole border thing has come into the equation, because I'm stressing about the borders, not as much the surgery.
Yeah.
I feel like once I'm over there, I'm going to stress about the surgery, because people have told me, it is not nice. The recovery is really not good, especially if it's people that work normal jobs, let alone people that talk for a living.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a feeling by the time that I'm back at work, I'm still going to be on a lot of pain medication to be able to get through a show, but that's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's good. Our show seems like we're on meds anyway sometimes, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got the boss coming on, one of the bigger bosses coming on Monday. He's like, hey, guys, I'm just going to come down and do an air check, which I'm like, But then I was saying to our direct boss, I was like, we've barely been back on air together. Like, we're getting into the flow. And he's like, I don't think it's anything negative. I'm like, well,
usually is.
Yeah, it's just annoying though, like little frustration. Like they're asking us to do like all these different things, which we totally understand and we're working towards them, but like they're not, it's habits that you have to break to be able to do these things, and we're getting there and it's just taking its sweet old time. Is the phone ringing or are you just looking at the phone?
No, I keep thinking the phone, there's a light that flashes on the phone, and every time I feel like the phone's ringing and I go like that just to
see. Yeah, that doesn't happen to me as well. Oh, not just me.
Yeah.
That makes
it
feel better.
It's me. So anyway, enjoy the podcast. There's a short little intro. Enjoy the little bits and pieces that we snipped together.
Yeah.
And have a great weekend.
I'm trying to think what's in it. There'll be us talking about like the Shaka Project and donating blood. We also talk about you getting engaged, even though you're not really.
I'm not engaged.
Hashtag clickbait.
Hashtag clickbait. I've got so many messages. I got like maybe 5 or 6 messages from people being like, are you engaged? Like, what's going on? I'm like, no.
Clickbait.
Got the clicks though. I haven't looked at the stats. While you talk about whatever, I'm just going to quickly look at the stats.
I'm trying to think what else we've podcasted this week that's going to be in a little mini pod. Today on the show we talked about Pauline Hanson forgetting when her own birthday was.
That was fun. And then blaming everyone else. I can't get on to see what the stats are, but I'm sure it was mind-bogglingly amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I'm just looking in to see what else is on the podcast.
Now there actually is a call coming through from reception because we've got an interview to do.
All right, enjoy the podcast. We will see you guys next week. Okay, bye. I love you all.
Bye. We were just talking before during that song about both our partners getting us into a health kick. Or are you getting Greg's into a health kick?
We've just both collectively agreed to not buy takeaway.
Yeah.
Because we didn't we like to splurge. We like to spoil ourselves. And it wasn't until I actually kind of thought about it and went, if a doctor asked me right now if I'm eating healthy, I would have to say no, because we were getting takeaway so much because it's just cheap and convenient. Like, you can get a whole meal at KFC for $7.45. Like, that's cheap.
That's absolutely
bargain. You can get a whole pizza for $5.
Yeah.
So we were just doing that because more the convenience side of it than anything.
Well, Eden's trying to get us into a health kick as well. We're going to, today actually, we've got an appointment for a tour at the playground gym.
Oh, look, are you going to lift?
No.
How much are you going to lift, bro?
No. If it's a weightlift, I've never been to the playground, but I'm sure a lot of people have. But if it's like a weightlifting gym, I'll just say to Eden, look, I'm not into weights. I'm a cardio guy. I run on the treadmill. I'll do light workouts, high repetition, low weight, that type of stuff. Mm. But Eden's like, look, I want to try and get healthy. It's been like 8 weeks or 9 weeks after I had a baby. I want to try and get back into, doing some health and fitness. I was like, great, I'll support you. We'll go to this playground gym. We'll check it out, see if you want to join up. She said, look, I want to do weightlifting. I want to do some weight training. I'm like, sure, you can
go for it.
You absolutely go for it. You do whatever you want to do. She's like, okay, well, I'd like to start taking pre-workout. And I was like, cool. Don't really know anything about pre-workout, but if you want to do that, sure. She's more of the health buff. She knows more about the healthy, trends, that sort of stuff. So you want pre-workout? That's fine. So we went into Nutrition Warehouse across from Stockland there in Wenderee, and we got this tiny little tub of pre-workout. And the guy said, look, have you ever had pre-workout before? We both went, nope. And they went, okay, all right. What are you looking for? And we're like, look, we're just wanting something that will give us the motivation and the energy to go to the gym.
Yeah, for those that don't know, pre-workout has a lot of stimulant in it.
Yeah.
And it just makes you have too much energy. So think that you've had a really strong coffee.
Yeah.
And you just have this energy, I need to burn it off. So then it makes you do more reps and go a little bit harder at the gym than what you normally would push yourself to.
Exactly. We asked this guy at a Nutrition Warehouse, we said, look, how powerful is it? What is it? He said, look, it's probably about 3 to 4 times more powerful than a coffee. It's got a lot of caffeine in it. It's pretty potent. And we went, okay, fantastic. We bought it, took it home, bought some two little shakers as well.
You're going all out.
We are all in. We went home, this is 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right, when you should be winding down.
Yeah.
We went, do you want to try some?
And oh, God.
We both went, yeah, sure. We looked on the tiny little tub. It said, look, take a heaped scoop, one heaped scoop into 250 mils of water. And we went, sure.
Oh, my God.
We'll just do what the...
Anyone that's taken pre-workout before knows where this is going.
Anyone that's on the way to the gym right now who's got pre-workout in their hand. We went, yeah, 250 mils of water, one heaped scoop, fantastic. We took that and we were absolutely buzzing.
Well, yeah, so...
What happened was Eden was on the toilet, okay? I was out of the bathroom and I said, Eden. And she goes, yeah. And I went, my nose is starting to tingle. And this tingling started from the tip of my nose and went all through my head, right? And I felt like, I don't know if you've seen Over the Hedge, but I felt like Manny out of
slow-mo?
And the world started to slow down, and I was like, oh, my God, is this what, taking, some hallucinogens is like? Because my whole body was tingling.
Yeah, I wish she had, contacted me or something or someone, because the first thing, with pre-workout, I can't take it because I don't drink coffee or caffeine of any kind. So if I have any type of stimulant, I will be bouncing off the walls for days on end. But when I used to take Fat Burner, which is also kind of a pre-workout in a sense because it does have stimulants in it, I would have to take, you start with a tiny little quarter, you take what you don't think would make an effect on you, the tiniest little bit, and then once that stops working, then you go to a half, and then that's what you put, and then by a long period of time, you work up to taking a full scoop. So the fact that you took a heaped full scoop without ever going to the gym, and then you weren't like going to go to the gym after.
No, we're just going to sit down and watch a movie.
You silly, silly boy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The Tuesday Trifecta.
It is Tuesday Trifecta time. I'm ignoring about what to do this morning, but I have gone with a birthday. It is Courtney Cox's birthday, who's probably most well known for being Monica in Friends.
Oh, yeah. It's a good show.
Side note, I've been binge watching it while sick last week.
Netflix?
Yeah, four seasons in 3 days.
It's good.
It's a lot.
It's
a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, anyways, so these are going to be characters in Friends.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you three words and you have to tell me what character it is.
Okay.
Okay, so number one, we'll start off what I think is easy. Food, single, actor.
Joey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Easy.
Classic.
All right, we're going to ramp it up a little notch here. Okay. Coffee, blonde, Rachel.
Oh, Gunther.
Yes.
He was a creepo.
Doing good.
Did you watch the reunion?
Oh, he looked so different.
He looked totally different.
That was weird.
I was like, who is that guy? Yeah, crazy.
All right, next one. This one's probably a bit easy as well. English, marriage, divorce.
Oh. Yeah, it could be Ross or it could be Ross's second wife or second partner. I'm going to say Ross.
No, it was Emily.
Emily. I forgot her name. I didn't know her name. Yeah, no. But yeah, it's from England. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, next one. Eyes, older, boyfriend.
Eyes, older, boyfriend. Oh, Richard.
Yes. Yeah. You're doing good at this. I should have made it harder.
You should have. If you said moustache, that would have given it away totally.
All right. X. Mother, divorce.
Ex-mother, divorce. Surely that's got to do with Ross again. What was his first wife's name? The one that turned out to be a lesbian. And Friends, some of the things in Friends hasn't aged very well, but it's still funny.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
I can't remember. Is it Ross's first wife? I can't remember her name.
It is Ross's first wife. Her name is Carol.
Carol, that's it, yeah.
I'll give you like half a point. So you did pretty good just then. You got 3.5 out of 5.
That's what watching it 3 times over gets you. You just pointed something out that I had seen, didn't want to bring up.
Well, here's the thing. I was just scrolling through some stories on Instagram and I follow your lovely girlfriend so I can see more photos of your child. I like her in general. I'd follow her even if you guys didn't have a kid, let's be honest. Yeah. But she just posted a photo of Esther from this morning, which looked very cute, and she was holding her with her hand.
Her left hand.
Her left hand. Mm. And straight away, I noticed there was a ring on a certain finger on the left hand. To my instant reaction was, excuse me, have you guys gotten engaged and not told me?
Oh, dear God. No, we haven't.
What's going on?
No, we haven't. We haven't. Eden, we went to Kmart yesterday and she really likes all. She's not really one for like, actually, this is, I'll round back to this. She's not really one for spending a lot on jewelry. She goes to Kmart and she likes the look of them and she buys the rings from Kmart. And I'm like, great, that's fine, whatever. They look the same as the real ones. No one's going to know.
That's good for you when you do propose one day.
Well, before we were in Stockland yesterday and we stopped off, I think it was at Michael Hill or one of those jewelers on the corner, in Stockholm, Wanderoo, and we were looking at rings and this lady came up and went, are we looking for anything in particular? And I went, no, we're just browsing. We're just looking around. And she's like, yeah, I really like that. And she was like pointing out rings and she was like, I like the simple look. You know, I like the one rock on the top and then the, you know, just a normal band, not too much bling, not too much bling.
So she's already dropping the hints of what she wants.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And then I saw that and I went, Eden, I've sent her a message. She hasn't seen it. She's probably asleep because baby didn't sleep very well last night. But I did see that. I didn't say anything, But no, we're not engaged. I haven't got an announcement to make.
Okay, well, that's good to know because it did concern me just a little for a second the way that she had placed her hand, it looked like
an announcement.
It looked like an announcement and I was like,
no.
One, who announces it at 4:30 in the morning?
No one's awake.
And two, why didn't you come in and like tell me this?
No.
Because I've already had in my mind that whenever it happens in my life that I would tell you guys, my friends, before I post it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would do. That's what we did with Baby, is what we would tell people. Yeah, no, I'm not engaged.
Eden, if you're listening, get the ring off that finger because it's asking too many questions.
I've messaged her, okay? It needs to be gone, okay? It needs to be moved onto the other finger.
Yep. Or the other hand.
Or the other hand.
Either one.
You had a game, Maddie, that we didn't get to do last week.
Yeah, I was away sick last week and one of the other games that, like, I had so many games planned for Wednesday because there's so many things, so we'll do one of them tomorrow. But today we're going to do this one from last Wednesday because on this day, the 9th of June last week, in 1934 was the first appearance of Donald Duck in a cartoon.
Okay.
So it's known as Donald Duck Day. And one of the things about Donald Duck, I don't know if you've watched him recently or ever, he's quite hard to understand.
Okay. I haven't watched him recently, but okay, that makes sense.
Just the way, like, because it's at the, I'm not even going to attempt to do a Donald Duck impression.
Do it. Go ahead.
What does he even say? Like, what does he say?
I don't know. Yeah, like that.
Did like a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
But so I thought I could make a fun little game if we try and play What is Donald Duck Saying?
Okay.
All right. So I've got a couple of different graphs. You're going to get to listen to them twice, max.
Okay. Oh, max. Okay.
And you have to try and tell me what Donald Duck is saying.
Right. Okay.
All right. Here's the first one. Have a listen. Any ideas?
Now you can get happy.
Is that what you're going with?
You can get happy. Now you can get hanky. Hangry?
Not even close.
Okay.
I'll say it and then play it again. You'll hear it.
Okay.
He's saying, do you call that hockey?
Ah. Okay, that makes sense now. As soon as you say it, it's clear as day. Yeah.
This is what's hard and fun about this game.
Because, okay.
All right, next one. Have a listen.
Okay. Next time, I'm going blindfolded.
That's great.
Yay. Hey, well done.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, next one. Have a listen.
Okay. I'm going to take you for a ride, boys. What?
Any ideas? I told you this was hard.
I've got literally zero ideas. Okay, I got to listen to it one more.
I'm
going to
take you for a ride, boys.
I'm going to take you for a ride, boys.
Yes! Have a listen again. You can hear it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you for a ride, boys.
Okay.
So these next two are going to be a bit harder because they're from older footage, so the sound quality isn't as great, but this is with, like, the original Donald Duck voice,
this
which
is for kids.
I know. Some of them I actually could not comprehend what he was saying in any way, shape, or form. All right, next one. Here we go.
All right. That last bit. You've got the best part of banana man. Hang on, one more. You've got the best part of fajita fajada. I don't know.
You've got the first half, so I'll give you half a point. He's saying, you've got the best part of your life ahead of you. Have a listen and you'll hear it.
Okay.
Best part of your life ahead of you.
Okay.
You enjoying this game?
I'm loving this game. This is a good game.
All right, last one. I think this is going to be the hardest, but maybe you've got just really good hearing and you might get it straight away.
Okay.
Any ideas?
No, one more time. Is he saying, why did I do it or why did I do it?
Yes, it is.
Yay.
Why did I do it?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good game.
It's hard, and it took me a very long time because I had to. There's no subtitles,
so it's literally
me, like replaying it, like every word, like 50 times, and then eventually going, "Oh, that's what he said." So I don't know if I'm going to bring this one back anytime soon because it's a lot of work to do for me to try and work out what he's saying.
It's a lot of work for me to just listen to it. It's hard to listen to.
Oh yeah, it's just wah, 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 wah. Go and do a Donald Duck impression.
No, I can't even.
We've been talking a bit this week about how we're trying to just do a little bit better health-wise.
Yes.
You've joined a gym.
Gymming it up, yeah.
I broke my kind of streak of no takeaway yesterday because we went out for lunch, but one of the girls downstairs was like, let's go out to lunch, let's catch up. And I was like, what am I going to say? No.
No, can't do that, sorry.
So went out to lunch and it was good and whatnot. But I feel, though, this always happens to me when I say that I'm going to, like, go on a bit of, I don't want to call it a diet or anything like that, just, you know, making conscious choices rather than just subbing for KFC for everything.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing at the moment, is just conscious choices.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I say that I'm going to do this, without a doubt, it becomes extremely difficult because I feel like there is more temptation than ever.
Mm.
Like in that moment, like the second I say, yeah, we're going to do it, we're going to be good. And like weeks before that, there's been not as much temptation or I haven't noticed it. But the second I say that I'm going to do it, everything pops up.
Yeah.
So for instance, like Tuesday, we came back after the long weekend. We both said, yep. Yeah, doing this conscious decision, walk downstairs, profiteroles, caramel slice, twisties on a table.
I know. What the heck,
which
guys?
Never happens. We always have a fruit platter there.
I know.
And it got changed for that.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is testing me. This is really testing me. And I had three individual twisties and that's it. That was me making my conscious decision.
Mm-hmm.
I felt quite proud of that because I love twisties.
Yeah.
Also this week I have noticed Subway. Cheesy garlic bread subs are back.
Oh, no.
Which is so good. So good. But it's literally butter, like just smothered butter and then heaps of cheese on top. Oh, so hard. You know what else I found this week?
Okay.
There's a brand new lolly shop opening up in Ballarat.
Oh, no. Where? No, don't tell me where. Don't tell me where.
It's not open yet. It's on like July 6th or something.
Okay.
Keep seeing advertisement for that. Follow them on Instagram. I'm like, guys. So
why are you torturing yourself following them on Instagram?
Because I need to know where the lolly shop is for emergencies, okay?
Okay.
But now it has also just been announced. This is going to be the hardest, I think. Maccas are doing ridiculous specials for the next month to celebrate their 50th anniversary in Australia.
Do I want to know?
Well, it's starting with 50 cent Big Macs this Friday.
Oh, shut up. Okay, this is not fair.
See what I mean? This, like, nothing has come of this, like, the past 2 months when we weren't worrying about what we were eating. And the second we say that we are, here comes Macca's. Hey, guys, here's a special every day.
I've spent 23 years not worrying about what I ate. And the moment I say, okay, this is it, Macca's goes, come on.
Yeah, so I will talk about it because anyone that's not being conscious or they want to get involved with the Maccas. So, yeah, 50 years down under, they're celebrating. So there's going to be weekly promotions. They're all centred around the My Maccas app, so you've got to download that if you haven't got it already.
Okay.
And, yeah, the first huge promo is Maccas, Big Macs are going to cost 50 cents.
That's ridiculous.
On Friday. Okay. So, yeah, you're just going to have to order through the My Maccas app and see all the stuff on there. But with all these temptations, do you think that we're going to be out?
Well, the one thing
we're going out on the pie run today.
I know, it's ridiculous. The one thing Eden and I have agreed is that I think we're going to go at least once a month or maybe once a fortnight, we're going to have a cheat day.
Yeah.
So we haven't been to the gym yet. We haven't done any form of exercise, but can we have our cheat day?
On Friday?
Yeah.
When it's 50 cent Big Macs?
Yeah.
I'm not your personal trainer, so sure, go for it.
Okay, fantastic.
Now, I was meant to do this age gauge last week, and then I was away, and I was like, I'm not wasting a good age gauge.
No, why not do that?
So this is all to do with DJs, because on this day last week, it was Timmy Trumpet's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
And so I was like, oh, DJs. And I feel like I started looking up different ages of them, and I'm like, I actually have no concept or gauge on a DJ's age. I'd really like the big ones. So we're going to play an either or of who's older.
Okay.
Between two DJs. We're going to go head-to-head with them. All right, are you ready to go?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so the first one up in our list, we've got Tiësto. Let's get down to business.
Good song.
This one.
Okay.
Is he older or younger than Diplo?
Diplo.
Who's older out of the two, Tiesto or Diplo?
I think Tiesto's like almost 50, so I'm going to go Tiesto.
That is correct.
Yes.
Diplo is 42.
Oh.
Tiesto is 52.
Oh.
Tiesto is a lot older than everyone thinks.
Wow, okay.
All right, next one. We have got Skrillex.
Oh, throwback.
Intense for a Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Or who's older? Zed?
Oh, Zed.
Not Alessia Cara, Zed.
Yeah, Zed.
DJ on it. Who's older, Skrillex or Zed?
I think they're both, I reckon, like early 30s, mid to early 30s. I'm going to go, I think Skrillex is older.
That's correct.
Yay.
Zed is 31, Skrillex is 33.
Ooh, close, all right.
All right, next one, we have got David Guetta. Up against Fatboy Slim.
Fatboy Slim.
David Guetta or Fatboy Slim? Who's older?
I think Fatboy Slim is older.
That is correct.
Because I was going to say, he's been around in like the 90s.
Yeah.
Surely that makes him older.
David Guetta's 53.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
David Guetta's 53. Fatboy Slim is 57.
That's insane.
Yeah.
They're so old. Okay, all
still,
right.
Still jamming it out. All right, next one. Calvin Harris. One kiss is all it takes. Featuring your girl, Dua Lipa.
Oh, my gosh. Such a good song.
Is he older or younger than DJ Snake? Who's older?
Now, I don't know. I don't know what DJ Snake looks like. That's the issue. I've known what all the other ones look like. Surely, I think Calvin Harris is older.
That is correct. Hey. You're on a roll. DJ Snake is 35. Calvin Harris is 37.
Ah, okay.
All right, last one. For the clean sweep of clean the sweep. Age gauge of DJ's ages,
okay.
We've got Steve Aoki. Classic.
Yeah, good one.
This makes me want a party.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Or Eric Prydz. Who is older, Steve or Eric?
Now, I know what Steve looks like. I don't know what Eric looks like. I'm going to go I'm going to go Steve Aoki's older.
I'm sorry, it's incorrect.
No.
Steve Aoki is 43.
Okay.
Eric Prydz is 44.
Oh.
You got 4 out of 5. That's a pretty good age
That's
gauge.
That's insane. That's insane how old those DJs are.
I just can't get over David Guetta is 53 and Tiesto's 52.
That is crazy. That's they're so old. I mean, no, it's not really that old. To be fair, it's not that
good
old.
For the songs they put out and like the people that dance to them.
And their lifestyle as well. Maddie the Shaka Project, Liv Downstairs. She's a strong supporter of this project here in Ballarat.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot this week about mental health. You know, I've been doing the push-up challenge, which has a different mental health fact every single day, things like that. You know, I'm very big supporters of breaking down that stigma and talking about it. And it's actually Men's Mental Health Week at the moment. So we thought it'd be great to get Sean in from the Shaka Project. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thanks for coming in. So for those that don't know, what is the Shaka Project?
So the Shaka Project is it's a apparel-based company that was created back in 2019 right here in Ballarat. And basically it's just designed to ignite the conversation about men's mental health and encourage the conversation, get men talking about their mental health, seeking help and stuff like that too. So just really trying to push that men can talk about their mental health, and if they're struggling, going through some tough times, they can seek help for it.
Yeah, we saw earlier this week on MasterChef, I'm not sure if you saw the episode, where Brent really lovely spoke up and said, "I'm not okay." And that just kind of took everyone back, because you look at him and he's a big guy with a bushy beard and you just think, "Oh, you're fine," and he's always happy-go-lucky. Mm. But he was actually going through a lot of stuff, and the fact that he could speak up and say, "I'm not okay," which is a huge step to make, and then he had the support of everyone, and it's just so good to see these kind of things happening. And then people have the Shaka Project here in Ballarat to help support them as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're absolutely right. You know, one in six men will experience depression or anxiety in their life, and those numbers are pretty scary, and it's very 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 common for people to hide it and keep it a sort of a secret, and that is the stigma that we want to break. So we are trying to encourage that conversation to get these men to speak up and talk about their feelings and seek help if they need to.
So throughout this week, you're wanting to try and encourage a week of action. So with that week of action, what are people expected? What does that entail?
Yeah, so a few things that we can all do, especially if we are males, you know, check in with our mates, check in with our loved ones, check in with yourself as well. So, you know, ask yourself, am I doing okay? Is there anything that I need to maybe look at myself and make sure that I'm getting through things all right? It's been a pretty tough, you know, 2 years for a lot of people, so checking in with yourself is super important. But, you know, we just encourage this week that you send one text message, you know, make a phone call to a mate that you haven't spoken to in a while, check in with them, you know, give your mate a hug, do whatever you need to, stay COVID safe, obviously.
Yeah.
but check in with someone that you haven't spoken to in a while, because you just, you never know what sort of conversation could lead on to.
Yeah, and it really can change life. I can speak from very personal experience that someone asking if you're okay or just checking in literally can change your life. And the same with my boyfriend. We're very big about talking about mental health. He lost one of his best friends to suicide a few years ago. So it's super important. And one fact that's here is super scary is that more men died by suicide in 2019 than the entire Australian road toll of 2019 and 2020 combined. So it's not just an issue that's going away, unfortunately. We need to talk about it, and we need to ask our friends how they're doing. So it's a scary thing to think about. Maybe you don't want to get involved or whatnot, but it's so brave to just ask someone how they're doing or speak up yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's just one of the really really frightening stats. And you know, we have a lot of publicity around the road toll, which is obviously something that is super important to try and drive that down. But you know, I think if we had the same publicity when it comes to men's mental health and suicide awareness, then we can really make a difference. So put the initiatives in, get some government funding and stuff like that to really push this conversation and save some men's lives.
Awesome. You've got more info and merch that you're wearing at the moment up at the website. Where can people find that?
Yeah, absolutely. So theshakaproject.com, otherwise on Instagram, The Shaka Project. And we are located two doors down from this building. So we've got a store here in Lydia Street as well.
Oh, awesome. I didn't know that. I'm going to go down and have a look.
So they do live downstairs.
I want to be here. They do live downstairs. Sean, thanks so much for coming in and having a chat on a very, very important issue.
Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
I don't really like to talk about politics because I don't always understand what's happening in them.
Uh-huh.
But one thing I do know is that the One Nation Senator, Ms. Pauline Hanson, is an interesting character.
She's always one to keep watching, Pauline.
Yeah, like, I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that she does.
No.
But in regards of an entertainment value, producers would love her on a reality show.
Oh my gosh, a reality show following Pauline around.
Oh God.
How good.
Well, now she's even more confusing of a person because apparently she can't even remember her own damn birthday.
Right.
So yesterday she moved an amendment that would increase the limit on superannuation contributions that people over 67 can make.
Okay.
So from what I understand, it would mean that like rich people over 60 could just put more into their super and then it would make more for retirement and things like that, give them a bit of a pay rise.
Yeah.
Here's the fishy part about it. Pauline is 67. But now we're all confused as to when she turned 67. Now, I'll explain why it matters a little bit. Here she is at the beginning of her little speech presenting the amendment.
I'm proud to say I am 67 years of age and I turned 67 yesterday.
So according to Pauline Hanson, she turned 67 on Wednesday.
That's pretty straightforward.
I was like, okay. Now this is where the other Polly's got a bit concerned, because introducing an amendment that would benefit people aged 67 and over the day after you turn 67.
Yeah.
Like a little bit fishy. So there's a Labor senator called Murray Watt, and he piped up and said, I'd like to begin by wishing Miss Hanson a happy birthday. I didn't actually realise it was your birthday yesterday. Then he went on and said, what I didn't realise was that you were moving the amendment to benefit 67-year-olds on the day you turn 67. That's ingenious. How long did you spend working out how you can manipulate the system to give yourself a pay rise on your birthday?
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's exactly what is happening.
Yeah.
To which Pauline responded with this.
misrepresentation. Senator Watt said I've circulated this on my birthday. My birthday was last month. This was not circulated on my birthday. So it's basically misrepresentation, telling a lie.
So apparently he's lying.
What?
About when her birthday is.
Okay.
So the guy in charge, everyone's confused at this point, so the guy in charge has decided to jump in and, you know, try and straighten it out.
Okay.
Sorry, Senator Hanson, but the Senate did hear you say yesterday was your birthday. So if there's some confusion, I think we...
Sorry, Senator Hanson, yesterday was not my birthday, so you are wrong. I'm sure you realise that. My birth... And I said in it was... My birthday was last month.
So now Pauline is blaming everyone else around her...
Going on the attack...
for getting her birthday wrong, for saying her birthday was yesterday. Let's just listen to the first part of her speech again.
Okay.
I'm proud to say I am 67 years of age and I turned 67 yesterday.
It was her that said it was her birthday yesterday.
Pauline.
And then she's getting angry at all the other Pollies for saying, what are you going on? She's like, no, it was a month ago. Why are you saying it was yesterday?
It was not my birthday yesterday. Oh, Pauline.
As funny as this is,
yeah,
let's just remember, these politicians are running our country. just let that sink in for a moment.
I know.
Just remember that.
It's worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Very important that we do this here in Ballarat is giving blood.
Yes, and it's actually National Blood Donor Week as we speak, so a perfect week to raise awareness about getting more donors. We're seeing all these posts every now and then popping up on Facebook saying, need donors, and I saw one the other day on Ballarat Gal Pals. I'm always on the...
On the Gal Pals.
Asking for people to donate, and there's actually going to be a plasma drive in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So I thought, what better way than us trying to talk about than get an actual person in from Lifeblood? Please say good morning to Steph. Hello.
Hi, Maddie. Hi, Josh.
Good
Great
morning.
Great to be with you.
So you work at the Ballarat office of Lifeblood?
Yes, so I work between Ballarat and a few sites across Western Victoria, so it keeps me quite busy, but I love looking after the Ballarat team.
Awesome.
It's very cool. So we're in National Blood Donor Week. How important is it for people to go and donate blood?
Blood is essential. So we need a blood donation every 24 seconds in Australia.
Wow.
So just to put things in perspective, one in three of us will need blood or a blood product at some time of our life. Blood's always needed. So I guess that just shows you how important it is. And that's why we need more and more blood donors every day.
Now, you were saying before, we were having a chat before the interview, and you were saying there's not necessarily a shortage of blood. It's just an increased demand.
That's right. So the demand is increasing. So at the moment, there's the hospitals are using more blood than that what they have in the last few years. And on top of that, the plasma, which is a component of your blood, is growing by around 7% each year with demand. So we need more and more plasma donors here in Ballarat. And that's why we're having that special Plasma Power Day at the end of the month.
Yeah. I think I'm actually booked in for the 26th. I've got to double check whether it's blood or plasma.
Can you do both at the same time? How does it work? If someone wants if someone wants to donate blood or plasma, how do they go about it?
Well, we're definitely not that desperate, Josh, that we're going to take one out of each arm.
I'm just take it all. I don't need it.
I don't know how well you'd walk out of the centre, but so for a whole blood donation, that's just the normal blood donation where you donate 470 mils of your blood. So we take all three components, and we say that you can save three lives with that blood donation because those three components will go on to helping save three different patients. Whereas with a plasma-only donation, you sit a little bit longer in the chair because we only take the plasma component of your blood, so the golden part of your blood, and we are able to take a little bit more plasma at that time and we return your red cells to you.
So that's pretty cool. It's a kind of crazy process to think about. Yeah. That you can take it out and then put stuff back in. So if someone wants to book in or is listening to me like, oh, yeah, I could go and donate blood, how do they go and do about that doing in Ballarat?
It is so simple. All you need to do is call 13 14 95, visit lifeblood.com.au or download the free Donate Blood app.
So it's pretty awesome. Simple. One question I have, though, because I was looking online at, like, the eligibility because there's stuff about people living in England for a little bit. And also one of the questions is to do with iron deficiency. And I know a lot of women have iron deficiencies or maybe they don't know about it. So what's the go with that? Like, if I want to go and donate, are you guys just going to turn me away straight away? Are you going to look at my iron? How does it work?
So great question. So eligibility is always something that we need to check. You can check online first and go through a quick eligibility check on our website, or by calling our call centre. They'll run through it with you. But back to that iron. So before you donate, every time you donate, we do a quick hemoglobin test and we check that you're right to donate there on the day. If it's a little bit too low, we won't take your blood for that day. So it's a good indicator to you as well.
Which is handy.
The whole process is super easy. It's like a tiny little prick on the end of your finger and yay or nay.
Yeah, that's right. It's so simple, and I would encourage any person that's ever thought, oh, a bit unsure about doing it, really take advantage of being National Blood Donor Week. We're encouraging people to make that change for life and do something that will really help save another life.
Yeah, definitely. And it's pretty cool because Josh has donated a couple of times before and you get a text message saying where your blood's going.
Yeah, I got a couple of times when I've donated, I get a text saying your blood has been sent to, the last one it was sent to a hospital in South Australia. Which is just nice. You just get a text message saying, oh, you just saved a life. I'm like, guys, I don't want to walk around, you know. But that's just a nice little touch as well.
It certainly is. And it's something that it makes you as a donor, because myself, I'm a donor, and I get those text messages. And it warms your heart to know that today my blood is being used by a patient in a hospital. It could be anywhere in Australia, because we work as one. We make sure that here in Ballarat we play our part in providing Australia's blood supply. So doing our part here in Ballarat.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. Yeah. And if you want to be a part of that, if you want to go donate blood, go and do it. Not just this week, just as much as you can, and get out there, pull up your sleeve, roll it up, get the little prick and get the blood flowing and help save some lives.
Yeah, it's so easy. If people want to get in contact and see whether they're eligible, what are those contact details again?
13 14 95 or visit lifeblood.com.au or download the free Donate Blood app.
Awesome.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming in, Steph.
Thanks.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.